the worst thing that sports clubs can happen is bad PR and bad public relations in the community and so on. Why were we suffering that? Well, it was to do with a catastrophic financial period that we had in 1997, 1999, those periods when the club went right up to the second level of English rugby, and it spent far more money than it had, and there was a huge it built up a huge deficit. It was being run at that time by sort of amateurs, really. I suppose to a certain extent it is now, but in a much different way. But in those days, the ambitions of trying to achieve, get to if not the highest level, then one below the highest level of English rugby, the ambitions were so great that it kind of blinded people to financial sense, really. And we got promotion in 96-7, and then the officials they appointed a full-time coach for the first time, a director of rugby, and he went out with a checkbook, really, and bought up a load of players. And really, they hadn't really thought through the consequences of where the money was going to come from to pay for this. They just somehow imagined that magically the money would arrive and that achieving this sort of promotion and getting up to this, we were at that stage, we would have been in the top 24 clubs in England, somehow or other would be self-sustaining. Well, I don't know why they thought that, but they did. Anyway, the consequence of that is that we were bottom of the league both years. We then got relegated, and they then, the officials, some new people came in and they looked at the books and they found that we had a huge debt. And initially that was about £500,000, something like that, which for a club of this size was a massive problem. But we were this was the early days of professional rugby, and nobody really quite knew how to handle it. Certainly the people here didn't, and a lot of other clubs didn't. I mean, some clubs have gone to the wall. Famous clubs like Oral and Wakefield have just literally disappeared because they couldn't manage the transition from amateur to professional rugby, and that they overreached themselves.